Beyond the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Yes, and we have Cam from Southbound Records in the studio with us.
Good hello, morning. Hello.
Welcome. We're very good. We're very good.
We're so good.
It's been quite the cruisy morning, quite the eventful morning, although weather-wise not as eventful as yesterday.
No, yeah. Great to walk down.
I bet.
Yeah.
I was very much expecting not to be able to do that this morning, so that's awesome.
Well, welcome. Now, what's the first record you've brought us to check out?
Well, on the shelves today at Southbound Records, we have Tropical Fuckstorm.
Hell yeah.
And this is going to liven up a little bit. We ain't censoring that
one. We're not censoring that one. No way.
I was a little bit nervous, actually. I was like, can I say this on air? Should I just say the TFS or Tropical Fuckstorm?
Hell yeah.
Their latest album, Fairyland Codex. This one released on Fire Records, same as The Chills and Lemonheads and Royal Trucks.
Oh, cool.
Great company on that label.
Yeah.
This is their latest album, kind of like the offbeat post-punk stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're kind of into like idols and the stuff that maybe Black Midi are doing, kind of, then you might be into this kind of stuff.
Cool.
Lead guitarist and bassist from The Drones, also Australian group from the late 90s. This is their fourth album, just released. The first one since like 2022, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On Limited Indies Magenta Vinyl.
Fantastic. Oh, it's a beautiful coloured vinyl. Oh, that's nice.
That's a good colour.
It's got a good album cover to it.
It's very cool, eh?
Yeah, very groovy.
Oh, I love it.
It's kind of creatures on it.
Yeah, quite like where the wild things are.
Yes,
kind of.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, should we have a listen to Teeth Marché, which is playing under us from Tropical Fuckstorm?
Let's do it.
Fuckstorm.
Yeah.
The new album, Fairyland Codex, on the shelves now at Southbound Records.
That is so cool.
The next one we've got, Too Slow to Disco Neo, The Sunset Manifesto Volume 2. A really, really cool compilation of like really low and slow West Coast disco.
Right.
It's compiled by this guy DJ Supermarket, who's DJ like a German guy.
Nice.
Such a good name. He has been doing this like consistently updating playlist on Spotify, which is kind of like a radio station that he's compiling of like that very same vibe, like Sunset Disco, the real like lo-fi downbeat stuff. Again, he's just constantly updating, and this is kind of snippets from that. The first one, the first volume they did in 2020, so it's been like 5 years now.
Wow.
But we finally got the second volume on beautiful yellow and oxblood vinyl.
I love the font of the Sunset Manifesto.
Beautiful typography on
That's
there.
Such a cool concept for like releasing, you know, something on vinyl.
Totally.
Just like a full curation moment.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's kind of just like he's making playlists of what he just enjoys, right?
Yeah.
And it works so well. Like, this is perfect music to put on if you just have friends over and you're like having a drink or just hanging out. It's just such perfect music to have on
in
the background.
Spin the whole thing.
And just relax. Just relax. Yeah.
Mm. This is Do You Ever from Kimchi. Very, very groovy.
Yeah.
That was smooth. That was delicious.
As smooth as the album cover.
Smooth as the album cover looks. It is a very smooth, classy looking album cover.
It is. Just really creative, and I feel like it's such a good I don't want to sound really 80s here, but it's like kind of like a day to night album, you know? You can take it like wherever it needs to go.
Yeah. Mm. And it's it's perfect for that. You can just spin it whenever.
And you need to buy vibe. You guys need to like maybe do a deal where you have complimentary lava lamps or something. You can buy with them. I don't know.
Shag rugs.
Yeah, no, it's great. So that one is Too Slow to Disco Neo, The Sunset Manifesto, Volume 2.
Lovely. Incredible. And you've brought a third one up for us.
The third one we've got in is Richard Ashcroft, Alone With Everybody, his first solo album after splitting with The Verve in 1999.
Wow.
This one came out in 2000, so like pretty much straight after that.
Yeah.
I think it was the first time they split, because I know they split like three times. So I'm pretty sure it was the first time they split. And this is his first debut solo album. We've also got the second and third in... just on reissues out now, which is very exciting because he's also playing live at the moment, opening for Oasis, which starts today.
Wow.
And a lot of kind of hype around that. Also just announced the 30th anniversary expanded edition of What's the Story, Morning Glory on vinyl, which is very exciting because we get a whole bunch of extra Oasis live tracks. But back to Richard Ashcroft. some beautiful, beautiful reissues. This one's 2LP. Will sound absolutely stunning, I'm sure. The track we brought in is A Song for the Lovers. Big track from him, very classic Britpop.
Yeah, it is.
Coming out again right in the turn of the century in 2000. Really, really great classic Britpop track.
Beautiful.
Classic Britpop albums.
Oh, it's like we're there right before Oasis.
Yeah, here we are, just after the split of The Verve. He's still got that signature sound.
Richard Ashcroft with A Song for the Lovers. Yeah. great melody from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, Richard Ashcroft.
Oh, it's Frouz Pavan. That's a classical music reference if anyone,
wow.
anyone wanted
Pulling
that this
classical.
Morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there you go.
An oldie, eh?
An oldie.
a golden oldie.
A golden oldie.
Hey, they're timeless. It's timeless.
I think the 1800s or the early 19th. Yeah.
Mm. Classic era.
But that's great. That's really cool that Sweet. That's been reissued. So you've got all three of his solo...
Yeah, his first three solo ventures... in between and after the multiple splits of the Verve. So.
Gets me every time.
So Richard Ashcroft, Alone With Everybody. We got the Too Slow To Disco, Neo, Sunset Manifesto, Volume 2, and Tropical Fuckstorm, all on the shelf now
Fantastic.
At Southbound Records, along with many other great releases.
Great. Too. And we're just a reminder for everyone, whereabouts are you guys located again?
We're up on Simon Street, just by T. White's Bikes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Come in and say hi. Grab yourself a little record for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Everyone go say hi to Cam at Southbound.
Yeah. Also, if you're a B card holder, you get 10% off. So
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right. You get your B cards out, people.
Sign up for a B card as well. Then you can get your 10% off.
You can. Mm. Hey, thank you so much, Cam.
Thank
as
you guys.
Always. So lovely to see you. And that was From the Crate.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.